under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, September 30th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now, as usual, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey, before we get into the big announcement that I want to talk to you about coming up here in October, did Carla Wagner from Ask My Tax, also running for governor, did she contact you about what the heck's going on over there in Ottawa County regarding another solar project? Did you have any conversation with Carla?
Yes. We're trying to put our heads together. I know she's got some contacts with some farmers down there.
Yes.
There's a battery storage facility and a industrial solar plant that's proposed for Ottawa County.
Now, didn't David Delaney already be retained or file something for that solar project, or was that a different one down in that area?
So he has been chatting with Joe Moss, who is
one of the county commissioners. Yes.
Yep.
Ottawa,
so I put the two
Impact.
Of them, Ottawa Impact, you betcha.
Yes. Okay.
Yep. So he's been working with Joe. And okay. Joe's on the commission down there, so he's kind of been working, you know, a multifaceted thing down there. Again, in one county, there's two of these projects that are proposed. I think Blendon Township may be where the battery facility is going to be located. But they are in contact. I do not know to what level and which project they're focusing on just yet, but I know that that conversation just happened about a week to 10 days ago.
Okay, very good. Excellent. I just wanted to make sure you two connected, and because she called me and she said, who's Ian's attorney again? And I said, David Delaney. And she's like, okay, should I get the number from Ian? And I said, absolutely. Talk to Ian. You guys coordinate, work that out. So just wanted to make sure that happened. She also mentioned that you would be willing to host her for Ask My Tax, as well as her running for governor on that issue. Have we had any discussions as far as a good time? I was hoping, actually, if we could do this at the South location and kind of take advantage of the pavilion. Is that a good idea?
Absolutely. We have not discussed a day or time yet, but anytime that Carla's got something important, I'm always willing to host her, have an event with her. You know, we've been part of the Ask My Tax signature process in the last couple of elections anyways.
Sure.
So, yeah, absolutely. We just haven't set a day or time yet.
Okay, very good, because I want to be a part of that and have what I'm envisioning is even a panel discussion where we get some high chairs up on stage and we get you and Carla, I could be asking you guys like my radio interviews type questions, but let's dive in and provide actually a real education to the public, promote it where they can come and actually learn and go through the process like what Carla's been doing, trying to get these state reps and state senators to even understand this thing and really have a good educational forum there for the folks at the New South location. Hey, you got a big announcement. I got a flyer from you. Something's happening in October. Has to do with my favorite beverage, adult drink, bourbon. I want to talk about that in the next segment and also about some other things happening at both locations as we head into fall. Is that something we can do, sir?
You betcha.
All right. Sounds good. I got the flyer. Greatly appreciate it. We're going to break a big story. You need to be a part of it. Short break. We'll be right back with Ian Murphy.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying through the break, Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. Ian, as we start October 1st tomorrow, let's talk about October the 11th. Let's talk about that event first because you got something planned, kind of a special celebration that you seem to be doing every single year, and we're heading into fall harvest and all that. What do you got going on? Where is it planned for October the 11th, which is a week from Saturday?
So October 11th at the new location outside, out back in our backyard and our pavilion area, we're hosting our first harvest party. So it's kind of a combination of Oktoberfest and a harvest festival kind of rolled into one. So we've got Strings Attached is coming out to play music. So 2 to 7 p.m. We've got a bunch of different activities, family-friendly event. We're going to have Mobile Memories will be there with a petting zoo, pony rides. We'll have a bounce house. We'll have a mobile gaming trailer for the kids as well.
We got to stop right there. What the heck is a mobile gaming trailer?
Yeah, so we've partnered up with a company downstate that it's literally a trailer that kids can walk into and they can play video games till their heart's content.
So it's like a mobile arcade.
It's a mobile arcade. That's exactly right.
Unbelievable. Yep. So what kind of games, what kind of stuff do they got inside there?
They've got all kinds of stuff. So they've got, the kids can go in and play like a Fortnite tournament if they wanted to. Anything as simple as just like Tiger Woods golf, very innocuous games. And then they also do tournaments and some other crazy stuff as well. So we're bringing that in.
That's amazing. I've never even heard of Frisky. That. That is too cool.
I have heard of it, but we've never partnered up with them before. So we figured that this is, this is really geared towards the kids is what this is for. And it is for charity. So all the proceeds from this event are going to the Caring Closet here in Gaylord, which they put, our mission for this is to put coats on any child in Otsego County that needs one. That's really what we want to do with this event.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Frisky Farms is donating a bunch of apples so we can do bobbing for apples. We've got Cook Farms, Bragg Farms. They're also pitching in a pig. So we're going to be roasting a couple of pigs that day. So we'll have plenty of food. What else am I missing? There's a chili cook-off. We're going to try and do our first ever chili cook-off. So for $50, you can get in and enter your chili or multiple chilies if you want, for a chance to win cash prizes. So we'll have judges' favorite and the People's Choice Award. What else am I forgetting here? There's a ton of stuff that's happening that day. Kinds of stuff, 2 to 7 o'clock.
2 to 7. So is there tickets to purchase in advance, or is it just show up and pay at the door? How does that work?
So we're trying to keep it very affordable. So the majority of those things that I mentioned are free. So you can come in, you can bob for apples, listen to music, jump around the bounce house, all that kind of stuff for free. And there's a $5 wristband that gets you into the other events or the other things as well. So the petting zoo, the mobile gaming trailer, the pig roast, all those things. So it's a very nominal fee. $5 gets you a wristband. But you can also come in for free. We don't want to exclude anybody from this event, but a wristband gets you into all those kind of VIP things I mentioned.
Got it. Now, the next one coming later in the month of October, which I'm really excited about, I'm going to be there for this. You sent me this flyer. Who is that gentleman in the picture with you? And explain what it is, I believe, on October 22nd.
So October 22nd, we're hosting our first bourbon tasting and dinner. But what we actually decided to do in companion with that is do a bottle signing event. So for those that don't know, Iron Pig has launched two blends of our 100 proof bourbon that is distilled down in Bairdstown, Kentucky on the Bourbon Trail. So October 22nd from 6 to 9 o'clock, we're having a meet and greet bottle signing event with myself and the other gentleman in that picture, that flyer that I sent. That is our attorney, Dave Delaney. Between the two of us, and he's entertaining as hell, let me tell you. He is so funny. So just that alone will be wildly entertaining. But he's involved in all of these other cases that we previously mentioned about the solar. We've got a free speech case out of Traverse City. We've got an election case out of Atlanta, Michigan. We've got COVID Miosha case out of Alpena. These are all still pending cases. So this guy is very knowledgeable, but also really entertaining. So October 22nd, I believe it's a Wednesday night, 6 to 9, we're going to be doing a bourbon tasting dinner that Chef Ben is putting together. But in combination with that, David and I will be there to sign bottles, tell stories, and inform people a little bit about what we've been doing the last few years.
Yeah, all these cases and all this activity all across the state of Michigan. And put Vicky and I down. We definitely want to come over for that. One of the things I wanted to ask you on that event itself, is there going to be tickets for that event, or is it going to be pay off the menu? How are you going to work that?
We're going to do tickets ahead of time because it will be a special menu. And then we have our two bourbons that we'll be tasting as well as two other bourbons. So ours will kind of be the last ones that you get to taste. We'll do like a fancy Buffalo Trace and maybe a Blanton's or something. And then you'll get to taste our two. So you kind of get to compare. The dinner itself will be ticketed with the bourbon tasting, but the meet and greet will be absolutely free.
Okay, good, good, good. Yeah, because as a matter of fact, I'm looking at a Buffalo Trace and a Blanton's bottle on my counter. I have a little trick as a bourbon connoisseur, but I'm extremely stingy. I hate spending a lot of money for my bourbons. I have these rock glasses that have a small line at the bottom, and then a larger section is like two fingers on top of it. So what you do is you put the Blanton's or the Buffalo Trace to that first line, which is basically like one finger, and then you pour two fingers of, I don't know if you've ever drank this, the small batch, 1783 by Evan Williams. Put two fingers on top of it, and I kind of do a blend. Well, the big bottle of the 1783 is only $39. Blanton, I couldn't believe it. My buddy gave me a bottle, and it has those stupid horse heads and different things on it. You can collect because of the letters on it, and then they send you the bourbon. Have you ever gotten that bourbon package they send you when you send them a Blanton spelled out?
Oh. I haven't, but I've seen. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, brother. Every horse head has a B, an L, an A, an N, a T, O, N, S. You send them in, all six, seven, eight of them, whatever it is. They send you this bourbon pack. You got to get one of these, brother. It's unbelievable. Hundred and some bucks a bottle. I'm like, oh, no, I'm way too cheap for that. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. How does your bourbon, because this is exclusive, this is 100 proof stuff, you actually had it designed for the Iron Pig. What are you retailing the bottles for when folks show up and they want to buy these first edition bottles from you? How much are you going to be selling them for at the party?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we've got two different blends. We have a single barrel and a small batch. So obviously the single barrel, we did just the one barrel that we have about 400 bottles. 200 of those bottles have been set aside for our Bourbon Barrel Club, which gets you four bottles of our first single batch runs, including this first run. So you get to pick your number. You get a lifetime discount for $400, three more bottles, 10% discount for life, entry into events like this tasting that we're talking about for free. So we're recommending everybody go out, purchase a Barrel Club membership, pick up your bottle at this event. But if you're purchasing just the bottle, the single barrel is $79. Yeah. Okay. And the small batch, which we did two barrels of, the small batch is $59. So very, very affordable booze.
Oh, yeah.
Especially at that 100 proof level.
Oh, that 100 proof, man. I can't wait to taste it. I got a text message from Ryan up in St. Ignace. He said, Randy, I want to get information for the tickets to the bourbon tasting dinner. I want to purchase the tickets today. Is that possible? How have you got this set up so far?
We haven't priced the dinner yet, only because we're still putting together the food portion of that menu.
Okay.
So what I will say is this, is that by next week that you and I talk, we will have all of that set aside, and it will be available to purchase on our website, ironpigsmoke.com. But right now, as of today, we don't have that price point set yet.
Got it. So I guess, Ryan, Just keep monitoring ironpigsmoke.com, ironpigsmoke.com. And then perhaps even later this week or over the weekend, if you get that price point on Monday, even we can announce it on Tuesday next week when you come on. But you can actually have it posted up on the website as soon as possible, and we'll let everybody know.
Yeah, you bet. And I'll shoot you the link just in case anybody seems to be asking you about it.
As you know what?
Set up, I'll shoot you
the link. When you got it set up, text me the link. And then, Ryan, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to set up a folder in my phone. Let's call it bourbon. B, just spell bourbon out, okay? B-O-U-R-B-O-N. And you text me that. The phone will automatically send you this link that Ian's going to send to me. So, Ryan, you'll be able to just click on that link and be able to buy your tickets in advance, no problem. How restricted is the numbers going to be for the bourbon tasting dinner party? How many folks do we have to limit it to?
I would like to keep it relatively intimate, if you will, so maybe probably less than 50. Now, that depends. If we sell out of our 200 Barrel Club memberships, then I would love to have all 200 of our members show up. But right now, we're targeting about 50 people for this event.
Okay. Yeah, because 50, especially at the new location, man, that's like an exclusive private dinner that you're basically hosting for everybody. That's fantastic. So, yeah, exactly. You guys, I have already stored it. Text me B-O-U-R-B-O-N, bourbon, and then I'll send you the link. Ryan just texted me back. Perfect. He loves it. He wants to buy tickets as soon as it launches. So, okay, you got a honey-do list to do.
You got it. The other thing, too, is ironpigbourbon.com. You can actually log on there, and you can pre-purchase either one of those bottles. Now, we cannot ship them, which I got to make really clear. We cannot ship these, so you have to come to the restaurant and pick them up. So if somebody wants to attend the dinner, purchase one of those bottles ahead of time online, and then you show up for the dinner, grab your bottle, David and I can sign it, hang out, have some dinner, taste some other bourbons, and have a good time with us.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Yeah, this actually will end up being a collector's item. I don't even know if we'll bust the bottle open.
So we've got a lot of people that are doing that. They're buying the single barrel to hold and to keep stored as a collector's item, and then they're buying the small batch to open and taste. Yeah.
Yeah, consume. Absolutely. Excellent, excellent. Well, this is cool, man. And October, as everybody knows, starts at midnight tonight. We're following the budget, see if they're going to get something done here before midnight. But, October the 11th, that is going to be a fan. It's a week from Saturday, folks. And, yep. You know, I really want to stress this real quick, Ian. Let's get all the families. Let's get the kids, the teenagers, even how young would you think we could go as far as bringing the babies in that?
Oh, really? I mean, as almost babies. I mean, bring the babies. I mean, that's really what we're putting this event together is a family-friendly event and really targeting towards the kids, especially with the petting zoo and pony rides and all that stuff. I mean, nobody does that kind of stuff here around Gaylord, so that's really what we wanted to do. Big family-friendly event kicking
that way,
off the fall season.
Mom and Dad won't have to get a babysitter.
Yeah, and it's cheap. It's affordable. You got two kids, it's going to be $20 for you to come out and enjoy a couple of hours of food and fun.
Absolutely. Greatly appreciate it, sir. Again, ironpigsmoke.com. Mark your calendars Saturday, October the 11th, a week from this Saturday. And then bourbon, we'll get into that later. Ian, thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you as always, brother.
On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News.